submit. You gotta submit. Gotta submit.
Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
You gotta submit. You gotta submit.
Welcome to this week's guest, Miss Laura Orrico. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you on the show. It's been a minute we've been trying to get together. You sent one of your clients an earlier episode I had. She did a great show. And
Felicity. She's wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks for Olivia for lining us up.
My amazing assistant and lead associate. She's awesome.
Yeah. So so how have you been? I haven't seen you since we did Alfonso production. Yeah, Zoe. Remember Zoe?
Yeah. Gosh, that was fun. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was
way back. When was that? Was that like 2008 or 9? Has it been that long since we've actually seen each other?
Yeah.
In person?
And acted on the Zoe production?
That's right. Alfonso Rachel.
Yeah.
Zoe Productions. Yeah.
Yeah. You still keep in touch with Zoe?
I do. Yeah. I haven't talked to him in a little bit, but yeah. I think the last time I actually saw him in person was 2 years ago.
Yeah. You guys left me out in California. You went to Chicago. He went to Texas.
I know. Everybody left. It's terrible.
So yeah. Where did your story start? Where's your story start at? You know,
my story starts pretty much when I was a kid. My mother was, I had a wonderful childhood, you know, despite all these things, but my mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when I was little. Mm-hmm. I think I was about 3. And then my father passed away when I was 9.
Wow.
But I had a great family. I have great memories of him. And I'm still very close with, you know, all my cousins. And so is my mom on my dad's side. So I had a great childhood. You know, my mom would never let on to, you know, any issues. She was disabled my whole life, but she never complained. So, you know, when you don't know something and you're mother is going about life in such a positive, inspiring, happy, responsible way. It really made an impact on me. She was very admirable. I didn't realize till I was an adult all she really was going through, you know, because then I would later years lose my husband to brain cancer at the same age as my mother was. She was 38 and I was 38. Mm. And it's coming up on 9 years ago that I lost my husband. But I've had a cool life. I've had a very amazing, you know, roller coaster of a life. I started acting and modeling when I was 14. And I started that career here in Chicago, but I continued it in Los Angeles where I lived for 12 years. And, you know, somewhat made a name for myself and was a working actress. And I had my wonderful husband who worked in the industry as a graphic designer. And until he was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2008 or 2007, actually, and then went into that was rattling, by the way. You know, that really changes your life and makes you rethink things and put things in a different perspective. So I didn't know if I was going to continue my career, but at that moment, I knew I didn't want to do anything but take care of him. So we got him through some treatments and surgeries and back to health as best we could. And he actually, a year later in 2008, went into what they call a clinical remission with his brain tumor. And, you know, he would go on for 8 years on and off to have 9 different reoccurrences of that tumor, yet working ups and downs. You know, he just always wanted to work and maintain his normalcy of life as much as he could. And so I was able to go back to my career up and down as much as I could. And we eventually moved back here in 2013. We moved back here. And unfortunately, he would pass away in April of 2015. So I decided to stay here and just go back and forth as needed for my career. And then I opened up a PR firm, Laura Orrico Public Relations, a year after he passed. And speaking of Zoe, Alfonso Rachel came to me with some great ideas, and he was my first client. It was his idea to try doing PR for him.
Awesome.
based on what I had done for my own career and other celebrity friends and Zoe being a big influencer, it was amazing because I was able to learn as I went, even though I had known the PR industry.
Yeah.
But taking the acting career and the modeling career and being in the public eye and then segueing into another career as a publicist for other people and making great things happen for them and learning what I would do, what I won't do, what I wouldn't do, what I always wanted done for me, I was able to do for other people. And now here we are almost 8 years later, coming up in April. And yeah, Zoe was my first client.
So hey, what's the story with you and Zoe? Where'd you meet him at?
I met Zoe through mutual friends, through Gary Sinise, actually, in California. Just a group of mutual friends that worked in the industry that knew a lot of people that knew each other and got together. And we became buds and I started doing funny videos because Zoe found out I did comedy and impressions and characters. And that's like what he was doing. And he needed a girl to come in and kind of partake in some of that with him when he was working for PJTV. And we had a blast.
Yeah.
We did so many funny, goofy, silly, but effective things that
you got us all banned. The stuff we was doing. Shadow banned for life. Guilty. Right. Oh, well, life goes on.
Right. I was using a different name and everything. Yeah.
We won't bring that up.
Right.
But that was a blast. But, yeah. I love working with
you. Great times, a blast, great opportunity. And I'll always be thankful for him and that because a lot of what I've done going forward with my acting career and with my PR firm is because of him.
I'm sure he'd be proud to hear that.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very talented.
That's my dude. We did some songs together, some videos, different skits and all that stuff. Yeah. I missed that. But kind of sealed us together as brothers for life. So
that's right. I agree. Yeah. No, that's amazing.
Yep. So how hard was it for you to move on, you know, after losing Ryan?
Yeah, that's a very good question for a few reasons. So it was difficult, you know, and I always tell people in the world of, unfortunately, becoming a widow or a widower for men or women, it's a little different than a breakup or a divorce. So in that world, you don't necessarily move on, you move forward. Whereas if you're going through a divorce or a breakup, you move on. So the reason you kind of move forward is you always carry them in your heart and the happy memories and the good memories. It's different for everybody, but this is my story. And I think a lot of people would agree is you just have to remember them, but you have to be able to move forward in a positive way through healing yourself and taking the time to grieve. And when you do move forward, it's for me, it was I had Ryan's blessing. He wanted me and the same. If something were to happen to me, we had these talks that I want him to move forward. I want him to move forward and meet somebody and start a life and not be alone. So I always could hear his words and his blessing. He was so worried about me before he passed. So worried about me. What would happen to me? Who's going to take care of me? So knowing that I could move forward with his blessing and that I knew I needed that. I didn't want to be alone. I was only 38. You find ways to do it and you carry them with you. So I started my business on his birthday, April 4th. Zoe said, when do you want to start officially with me? I said, let's do it April 4th. It was the following week from our conversation. So now my business is going to be 8 years on April 4th. But moving forward, after he passed, I had a very dear friend of our family who helped me take care of him. We were kind of acquaintances for years and friends of Ryan's family, my late husband's family. And after his passing several months down the road, we went from being best friends. He was my companion, helping me so much after Ryan passed. We actually would go on to date for 5 years on and off after his passing. Well, while the relationship wasn't right and it didn't last, it did get me through a rough time. And I'm sure I got him through this friend through some rough times too. So kind of developed a partnership, but I learned a lot from it too. I learned what I need, what I don't need, what I really want, what I'm looking for. And then I would date and get myself out there and meet different people. And very hard to connect with somebody. It was almost like being thrown out of a time capsule from having met Ryan in 1999, now I'm in this world of dating apps and
spooky.
All this crazy, spooky stuff. And I would go on to date a few people, you know, here and there. I was always looking for marriage again and wanting to have a family and a serious long-term committed relationship, because that's just who I am and who I've always been. It was very difficult. And then I went through another tough relationship, another difficult relationship for 2.5 years. And recently, only recently, last fall, did I meet somebody that is really a fit and is the one. And I feel very blessed to have met him. And he has a respect and understanding that I was a widow. And, you know, he says things like, gosh, if Ryan was here, I know we'd be buds. You know, he's very respectful. And then when you do move forward, you're not replacing that person. I always joke. Got to have a sense of humor. I always joke, you don't replace people, you replace carpets. So I explain that because it's a different time. I was in my early 20s when I met Ryan. We had our time and our closure. And like I said, I carry him in my heart my whole life. But now I have somebody new and it's different. It's a different phase. A lot of widows and widowers call it their chapter two. I like to say next phase. I don't like numbering it, because they're both equally important parts of your life. So I feel very blessed that I've been able to move forward.
Cool. You said changing carpets.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture that. I'm changing carpets. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
Everywhere. Life's crazy. It's certainly a different world we live in.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you still smiling after, you know, your episodes of life.
Yeah, I think that's all you can do. You know, everybody handles things differently. And for me, it was, you know, you have an option. I could sit at home and
soak in misery,
you know, and get depressed and not do anything and give up on life, or I could move forward. And that's what I did. I stayed busy and engaged with friends and family. It took a bit because we had just moved back and I didn't really have the time to re-engage with my life here, even though I kept in touch with everybody while I was in California. So to me, family is very important, you know, and an interesting thing, when you do lose someone, you really do learn who your friends and family are.
Huh.
And I hate to say that, but you do, you really learn who's going to be there for you, who promised, you know, I'll never leave your side, I'll always be here for you. And the people that come out of the woodwork to befriend you and support you is truly amazing. I have some of my newer best friends. I have several best friends. I'm very blessed in that way. That were Ryan's friends from his high school years that I barely knew when he was alive, because we were living in California. And these girls, two of them in particular, Kelly and Stacy, are amazing. And if it wasn't for their support, I don't know where I'd be, because they're wonderful friends. And my boyfriend, Dave, of course, and my mother, Sandy. Like, these are my core people, and several other friends. I don't want to, can't list everybody, but having a good support system is important.
Cool. That's good. So then it says, at some points on here, how is sharing your personal journey therapeutic for you? Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D. And up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Sharing is so important to me, because sharing is therapeutic, because you're able to tell that, you know, when Ryan passed away, I was talking to strangers. I was talking everywhere I'd go. I'd be at the grocery store. How are you? Oh, my husband just passed away. I was telling everybody, and I know it sounds funny, and Ryan would get a kick out of it. It was therapeutic. I had to get it off my chest. I had to hear from someone that understood.
Right.
And
not hold it in. Huh?
Anybody that would listen and wanted to hear my story. And I'll never forget, we had something going on with my house and my roof, and roof inspector comes over. He's like, how are you? I'm like, well, it's been really rough. And so my husband passed away, and you just tell anybody. Anyway, it was therapeutic for me. Some people hold things in, and I think that can be, I hate to use the word dangerous, but it can be down the road, because you bottle things up.
Yeah, unhealthy.
It doesn't do you any good. It really doesn't. And I was always sharing on social media and this. I wanted people to know what I was going through, because not only was it therapeutic and helpful for me to share, it's helping someone else.
Right.
Who might go through that someday, or someone who is going through that. And like I said, everybody handles things differently. But for me, it was always sharing.
Sharing is caring.
To help me and to help others. Sharing is caring. And that's true.
you gotta let it out. You know, if you internalize it, it destroys you.
So it really does. It really does. People that bottle things up, they'll be dealing with it years and years down the road. You see that a lot. Something that happened in their childhood that they never dealt with, that they swept under the rug or bottled up or ignored. And facing things, handling things is important. I think as a kid, I was always naturally good at that. So I feel blessed that I have that, because I understand not everybody can do that. And everybody's journey is different, but that really helped me.
Cool. So tell us about the PR firm.
So the PR firm.
What do you do? Who do you do?
Yeah, that started April 4th, 2016. 1 year after my husband passed away, and because of Zoe. And I broke all the rules. They say, as a widow, don't get in a relationship in the first year. Don't buy a house. Don't start a business. Don't make any big decisions. Well, I did all of them.
Who made those rules up?
Okay.
who made those rules up?
I have no idea. That's, you know,
haters will
want you to heal and not get into trouble and make hasty decisions, which I get, but all these things for me were 6 months down the road. And then the business was almost a year to the day of his passing. But the firm was almost a great, I hate to use the word distraction, but it was. It busied me. I was still doing my acting and modeling career, which I still do. But this just enabled me to support myself, do something amazing that's helping people to get their message out there, whether it's, you know, celebrities or authors, musicians, restaurants. I have celebrity chefs or people we've put on the map and gotten them nationally recognized or some notoriety. That's been wonderful. It's very rewarding. What we do is dealing with the press and media. So we're pitching our clients all the time to get them in radio, TV, magazines, digital media, podcasts, stuff like that. And to help them talk about what it is they're doing. And it's great. I can take a client that's already famous and help them build a momentum or maintain it. And I could take somebody that's on their way up that needs the recognition. And Olivia and I, my lead associate who you've spoken with, can help put them on the map to get them that recognition. So it is very rewarding, and it's exciting to be able to make amazing things happen for clients. And they become like family to us. We only take on a boutique amount of clients at any given time. So we only rep 3, maybe 7 at the most. Depends on the amount of work we're doing. And I just feel very blessed. It's a cool industry, and it's very similar to what I was doing. And like I said earlier, I'm doing things that I wish I had done for me when I was like a regular on a TV show and stuff like that. So now I know how to handle. Olivia handles my stuff. You know, she's wonderful. So everything we do, we you know, kind of mesh it into our own lives.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Who reps you? Your own company?
Olivia reps me.
Talk to my agent. Here I am right here.
Myself.
You walk out the room and change your hat and then come back in. Like,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm representing Laura. Well, who are you? I'm Laura. Yeah,
okay. I'm her. Yeah, I have agents. I have talent agents that represent me for the acting. So I have Sovereign Talent Agency, Peter Young in Los Angeles. Then I have Shirley Hamilton talent in Chicago, and then I have Hale talent in Louisiana.
Oh, my home state. I have an agent. It's my home state. Nice. I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, I love New Orleans.
Yeah, it's the place to be from.
Yeah, from. Okay. That's cute.
Shout out to New Orleans.
I love it. I filmed a movie there in 2015.
Is it something I've seen? I don't watch that many movies.
It is a Christian film called God's Fool. And the film we did there was Brennan, the Brennan Manning movie, based on Brennan Manning. It was a David Leo Schultz film. I'm in the first 5 minutes of it.
Okay.
I went to New Orleans for it. It's a blast.
Is that on Netflix? Great film.
Yeah, that film was on Netflix.
Yeah, check it out, folks. Check it out. She's in there.
Yeah. And the second film, God's Film, which was the follow-up film. No, it wasn't the follow-up film to that film. This film was another Christian film by David Leo Schultz. And that one was filmed in L.A. And that's on Amazon. That's called God's Fool.
Cool. What's the latest project you've been working on?
Mostly busy with the PR stuff, but I did something really exciting recently. I'm on the book on tape for the movie Airplane through David Zucker and his brother, Jerry Zucker and Jim Abrams, his other partner. So the three of them made Airplane together and recently recorded the audio book. And I'm on that with a bunch of big names. I'm reading several of the voices on the book. And that was an honor because David, I loved his work and his films, the spoof genre, since I was a kid. And then we ended up becoming really good friends. And after he had cast me in Saw Project years and years ago. And then he thought of me for this. And we're still good friends. In fact, I was just with him in LA last week. But yeah, so that's out now. And that's exciting. And I have another David Leo Schultz film called Buddy Cop. I don't know when it's coming out. That's in post-production right now. But I play a news anchor in that.
Cool. Hey, you thinking about coming out with a book, maybe? Or your story?
I would love to. Yes, absolutely. When I have time. Yes. I want to finish out my story a little more. A few more things I want to wrap up, but then yes.
Okay, maybe that'll be the closing chapter when you start to settle down and land the plane. Okay, I'm going to end this with a book.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
You haven't did any directing or anything? Just mostly acting and modeling?
Yeah, no, I've done directing. I created a TV show for a client of mine in Texas. Can't say too much about it yet because we have a shopping agreement right now trying to get it picked up by networks, but I created it. It's a reality show. So I wrote it. Well, wrote means outlined it and directed it. And we shot it in Texas and it's amazing. And the family is amazing. And I'm hoping that gets some traction soon and we can get a network to pick that up. And I used to write, direct, produce, and star in my own comedy shows and videos when I was living in LA. So I used to do sold out shows at IO, which is Improv Olympic back in the day. And I miss that. That was fun. I miss being funny. I do some stuff for our local news station, which is nationally recognized, WGN TV. I do a lot of their sketch comedy once in a while on the morning news. And that's fun.
Cool. So if someone was looking to find you, how could they find your firm or information about you? Where could they find you on social media and all that stuff?
Yeah, everywhere. I am Laura Orrico. So that's the actress. That's my website too, is Laura Orrico, O-R-R-I-C-O, lauraorrico.com. Same thing for social media. On Instagram, I'm the Laura Orrico, and everywhere else I'm Laura Orrico. And then for the firm, it's lauraoricopr.com. And then for social media, Laura Orrico Public Relations, everywhere, on all platforms.
Laura Orrico on all platforms, folks. Hey, so this is the part of the show where I have my guests leave some positive life nuggets. What do you got?
Oh, I got so much. I always tell everybody, live life to the fullest. It is way too short. Life is too short. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? I tell people, don't wait. A lot of people want to wait till they retire to travel or they're waiting for money. You know, obviously you got to save, but live your life, travel, do things now. What are you waiting for? You know, I've experienced that firsthand. Luckily, Ryan and I did live life to the fullest, but I tell people, don't wait. Live it now.
Yeah, because life ain't nothing but a woof.
Yeah, really.
It goes fast.
That's true. It does. Scary, but true.
You really don't have any time to waste because you can't get it back once it's gone. So it's like you got to just live.
It's true. And you never know what's going to happen. You know, look at what happened to us. One morning we woke up. My husband had a seizure in the middle of the night and our life changed dramatically the next day. And for the next 8 years, it would be, a lot of hospitals and treatments and stuff like that. And
So live it to the fullest. Matter of fact, after this, I'm going to take a walk.
Good.
And breathe in some
enjoy
fresh
the nice
air.
Weather.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, Laura, I want to thank you for coming on the Thing You Know With Junior podcast. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure. And we're just going to enjoy your story.
Oh, thank you, Nate. I love it. Thanks for having me.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Hi, this is Laura Orico, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. You can find me at lauraorico.com and lauraoricopr.com.
Gotta submit. You gotta submit. Gotta submit.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
You gotta submit.